What's going on, guys? This is Chris from the Warrior Soul Podcast, and tonight I'm going to be giving you a kind of short episode. And I started this podcast with these, though they weren't short, they were probably a little bit too long. But at the beginning of this podcast, it was me with a computer and just kind of spouting my opinion off of about certain subjects at the moment, whatever was on my mind. And I wanted to do one of these again today, and we're going to continue to do these in addition to the awesome interviews we do. But I wanted to do one of these today because today, as I'm recording this, is September 11th, 2017. I almost said 2001. But I think everybody who listens to this podcast remembers where they were on that day. And for many of you, that day was almost like a birthday. And what I mean by that is after that, many of you decided that you were going to serve this country's military. And you did so. And many of you were sent to some very dangerous places, and many of you served in combat. And when we think back to that day, a lot of us think about the unity. We think about the horrors, of course, that our country went through, but a lot of people think about how kind people were to their fellow Americans that day. We remember images of people helping each other out in New York City. And of course, we all remember people crying and people experiencing such sorrow as they watched those towers fall. Now, of course, my heart is heavy because of the people we lost that day. But it's also heavy because of the people we've lost over the past decade. Young men and women who paid the highest price for this country and for our freedom. And despite what anybody may think about the wars that we've fought over the past decade, all of us experienced that sorrow and at the same time that admiration for the sacrifice that they made. And this September 11th for me is important because of the extreme contrast between what we've seen this year in 2017 and what we saw back then in 2001. And rather than unified, our country seems to be split. And people are getting, it's almost like they're so split, and they're split over things that seem almost irreconcilable. It seems like there's no way our country is ever going to come together. There's no way that these sides are ever going to agree on anything. And to everybody who listens to this podcast, I know that you love America, and that regardless of how you feel about the politicians, about whoever's in charge, about the policies, you love America and you love what America represents. And I understand that a lot of what we see on the media and a lot of what we see on the news, it could be pretty off-putting. It could put you in a really, really bad mood. And there's two ways of approaching this. You can be pissed off. You can be angry. Or you can remember. And remember that 16 years ago, so many people lost their lives. And in the decades since, so many of our brothers and sisters lost their lives so that we could experience freedom and that we could live our best lives. And I'm not saying that you can't be angry. You should be angry. Anger is a normal emotion, but you can't let anger poison your life. You can't let anger poison you as a person. And so, if you you are angry, well, what I want you to do is to express that anger, to let it out, but let it out by out-earning those you're angry at. Let it out by finding more success than those you're angry at. Let it out by determining that you're going to live your best life, both out of love for those we've lost and out of anger for what this country's become. Because the greatest way, the most effective way for you to change this world is to find your way in it, is to do everything that you can to find success in this world. I want you to get out there and live your dreams. Reach your goals. Get that job you want. Build that business you want. Get in the gym and get that body you want. Don't let the world determine you or your destiny. You tell the world who you're going to be by deciding who you're going to be. And at the end of it, there's going to be a lot of goals that you don't reach, and there's going to be a lot of times that you'll fall down and you'll fail. But out of those times, you'll learn something. And for each defeat, you'll become stronger. And when you do find success, you're going to be that much more appreciative of what our brothers and sisters died for, what those people on that day died for, and what you fought for. So that's just a little snippet, guys. We'll be back at you with another episode very, very soon. Thank you for listening.